let's get started with the sugya of Shomea Ka'una. On Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, as you all saw, the Gemara discusses the various minhagim that we can or the various halachos we can derive from our minhagim of halal, from the minhagim of how we say halal. So the Gemara says that there are in fact a series of six different things to be derived from the way halal is said. Number one, number one, we see that there's a mitzvah to answer to Hallel the word Halleluka. Number two, that if a gadol is reading for you, you say Halleluka. You don't have to repeat all the words. If you have a gadol that's leading you in the Hallel, you can just listen to him and say Halleluka. Number three, they should respond with the beginnings of the paragraph. That's why you say Hodol Hashem with each of the sections of that part of the Hallel. And then number four, the Gemara says a couple of lines later, that if you have a katan reading for you, it's not enough to say Amen or Halleluka or something like that. If you have a katan reading for you, you need to actually repeat all of the words that the katan says. Number five, from the repetition of Ana Hashem Atzlichana, we see that you're allowed to double up certain psukim. So if the minig is that people double it up, so you can double that up as well. And finally, number six, and this is the one that that we're most focused on, Hu Amir Baruch Haba Vehein Omrim B'Shem Hashem. The Chazan says Baruch Haba, we answer B'Shem Hashem. Well, we don't repeat the words Baruch Haba. So Mikan l'Shomei Ka'ona. So from here you see Shomei Ka'ona, that hearing Baruch Haba is as if we said it, and therefore we could just finish off B'Shem Hashem. We don't need to do any more. That is the source for Shomei Ka'ona. Now, if you look at Rashi, for the phrase Baruch Haba, we rely on the Chazan, what the Chazan said. And we don't respond, nor we don't say the words themselves again, Baruch Haba, nor do we say Halleluka, either of which Rashi sounds like would be the equivalent of saying the phrase itself, right? Which would not be relying on Shomea, on hearing it. If you were to either say the words or just say Halleluka, neither of those would constitute relying on your hearing alone. But we don't do those things. We do rely on our hearing alone. So mikan nilmad l'sheinu yodei l'likros l'lanos. So from here we see someone who doesn't know how to read, someone who doesn't know how to answer. Im shama v'kivan liba l'shmo afal pi shalawana yatsa. All he has to do is listen, focus on listening. He has to have kavana. And then even though he doesn't say anything, he is yotze. Someone is davening Shmon Esrei in the shul, and the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kaddish or Yehishmei Rabba. Yishtuku b'tfilasan, stop your Shmon Esrei wherever you are, stay there silently, v'yishmu b'kavana, and just listen to Yehishmei Rabba, listen to Kedusha, v'arein konin, and that will be as if you said Kedusha, as if you said Yehishmei Rabba. And as soon as Kedusha is over, go right back to davening. And that is the Shita of Rav Yehudaigon, the author of Halachos Gedolos. Fine, that is Rashi. Now the Gemara then follows that up with the following conversation. What if you hear and you don't answer? What's the din? Meaning, sounds like he's saying, is there a din of Shomea Ka'ona? If all you do is Shomea, is that good enough? Amrlu Chachimai v'Sefrayi v'Reshayama v'Darshayi Amru Shama v'Lo'ana Yatza. That the halacha is, even if you don't say anything, you just listen, that's good enough. It Marnami Amr Shom Pazi Amr Shom Levi Mishom Bar Kapar Midan Shomei Ka'ona Tichsivas Sharkara Hamelech. I think the pasuk actually says Esa Sharkara. What's the pasuk? Esa Sharkara. Asharkara Melech Yehuda, which is reference to Yoshiyahu, so it gives Yoshiyahu the credit for reading it, but in fact it wasn't Yoshiyahu, it was Shaphan who read it, the Gemara goes on to say. So you see the fact that Shaphan said something, but Yoshiyahu listened, it's as if Yoshiyahu said himself. That's the concept called Shomea Ka'ona. Good, that is just the basic sugya. Now, So where does the Gemara know Shemei HaKohanim from? The Gemara says, well, it's the sixth limud we make from Hallel. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, the fact that you hear the Chazan say Baruch Haba, and you can just continue, pick it up with the words B'Shem Hashem, that's how we see Shemei HaKohanim. Now, if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Hu Omer, Rashi assumes that in the previous drasha, meaning Dibra Maskel, there are a lot of Huomers. Huomer Ana Hashem Atzlichana. What was drasha number 5 that we made, or Liban number 5 we made from Hallel? Was that Huomer Ana Hashem Atzlichana, Veimomer Ana Hashem Atzlichana, Mikanshim Balichbal Kofel? We see from the repetition of Ana Hashem Atzlichana that if you want, you can repeat Psukim. So says Rashi. Look at that Rashi. Huomer Ana Hashem Atzlichana, Vehein Shomin. The Chazan says Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Everyone listens. V'acharkach onin, and then they answer with that same pasuk again. Simen zeh zikul adas sharotza lichbal asal kofel. And we do that unusual minhag of repeating Ana Hashem Atzlichana to emphasize that if you want to repeat pesukim in Hallel, you're allowed to. Kimosha zeh nichbal, just like this pasuk is repeated. So far, no grace of chiddush in Rashi, right? The fact that you say Ana Hashem Atzlichana twice is there to tell you that you're allowed to repeat psukim. Shaharei shomea ka'one kidda l'kaman. What is he bringing in? Shomea ka'one. What's he mean by that? Shaharei shomea ka'one. Because shomea ka'one. Like I'm going to explain. Meaning, like the Gemara's next drasha from Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. Ve'elu shomin ve'onin harezu kfeila. But these people, when we say Ana Hashem Atzlichana, we hear Ana Hashem Atzlichana, then we repeat Ana Hashem Atzlichana. So if Shomea is Ka'ona, when we heard Ana Hashem Atzlichana, we were already Yotze Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Why do we repeat Ana Hashem Atzlichana? That's Mamishim repeat. Meaning, what minag is Rashi talking about? What did they do? It doesn't seem like he's describing that they do what we do. What do? We have the Chazan say Ana Hashem Atzlichana twice, and we repeat it twice. I mean, we repeat it each time the Chazan says it. Rashi seems to be assuming, what do? Chazan would say Ana Hashem Atzlichana once, and we would repeat it after him once. Why do you need that second repeat? Why do you need to repeat after him? Ah, you heard it from him already. Shomea ka'one. Must be that you're allowed to double up psukim. But not that both the Chazan and the Tzibur would double up. The Chazan would say it once, the Tzibur would only say it once. The fact that the Tzibur is saying it after having heard the Chazan, that is doubling it up. Right? That's how Rashi's reading the Gemara. Ve'elu shomen va'onar rezu kfeila. V'kalani mikan lakta'an hamikra. Okay, fine, we're going to leave out the rest of Rashi. It's a diukim in the lashon of mikan. But the point is that drasha number 5, that we learn that in bal lichbal yichbal, hinges on already knowing that there's such a din of Shemei Kohana. The whole, again, since Rashi is assuming the Chazan only says it once and the Tzibur only says it once, why is that a problem? Why does that teach you anything about doubling? No one doubled, everyone said it just once. The only reason it teaches you anything about doubling, says Rashi, is because we're already assuming Shomei HaKohanah. If you weren't assuming Shomei HaKohanah, then it wouldn't be teaching you anything about doubling. Then it's everyone just saying it once. So it is a little unusual that the Gemara gives various drashos, various limudim from the minhag of Hallel, but these various limudim all already assume the last limud. Meaning, what would have been more normal would be for the Gemara to say, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, so mikan that ain't Shomei HaKohana. Forget about Balich Bayichba. I would say from here, you can't say Shomei HaKohana. Shomei HaKohana is out. Because otherwise, why are you repeating what the Chazan said? That would have been the normal drasha to make. It could be the Gemara wanted to make that drasha, but then realized with Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem that we say, yes, Shomei HaKohana. And then had to backtrack and say, whoa, wait a second. Once we say yes, Shomei HaKohana, then what's the Ana Hashem Atzlichana all about? So it must be the Ana Hashem Atzlichana is not a din in Shomei HaKohana. It's teaching me, it's not a din in that Shomei is not Ka'ona. must be teaching even though Shemei Ka'oneh, you would still, even though Shemei Ka'oneh, you would still repeat it. Oh, so you see from there that you're Kofel. Take a look at the Pri Chadash. Source number 3. Pri Chadash and some Tavchav Beis. Tavchav Beis is Hilchos. Anyone know? Tavchav Beis in Shulchan Aruch? Rosh Chodesh. So I'm at Halon Rosh Chodesh. So Pri Chadash and Tavchav Beis. B'gemara Amrinon, Hu Amar Baruch Haba V'Heimorim B'Shem Hashem Mikan L'Shamei HaKa'oneh. Okay, that's what our Gemara says. V'Rambam D'Garis, the Rambam's Gersa is, Hu Amar Baruch Haba V'Kol Ha'am Omrim Baruch Haba. The Rambam's Gersa is, not that we repeat B'Shem Hashem, but that we repeat the very words that are said. What's the problem? If we repeat the very words that are said, then we have no source for Shemei Ka'oneh. The whole way we learn Shemei Ka'oneh is Hu Amar Baruch Haba, we say B'Shem Hashem. Well, wait a second, we never said the words Baruch Haba. Oh, yes, we did because we heard them. So Shemei Ka'oneh, hearing them is just as good as saying them, right? That's how the Gemara dashes Shemei Ka'oneh. If the Rambam's girsa is Hu Amar Baruch Haba, V'Heimor Baruch Haba, it just means we're repeating the same words the Chazan says. That doesn't teach you Shemei Ka'oneh. So what, the Rambam doesn't hold the Shemei Ka'oneh? Where does the Rambam get the din of Shemei Ka'oneh? So Efshar demapik Shemei Ka'oneh midamrin hu amar anash ha-maslichon vehim amar anash ha-maslichon mikan shem balich bal kofel. So the Rambam would say, the Gemara doesn't derive Shemei Ka'oneh, the Gemara assumes Shemei Ka'oneh. Meaning, when the Gemara says, why do we repeat anash ha-maslichon after the Chazan already said it? Oh, it must be because we're doubling it. Why didn't the Gemara just say, what do you mean why are we repeating it? We never said it yet. We just heard the Chazan say it. Hearing it's not good enough. No, the Gemara is assuming when it makes that drasha about Anash HaMatzlichana, the Gemara is assuming that hearing it is good enough. That we were already Yotzi when we heard it. The underlying assumption is that Shemei Ka'oneh is there, like Rashi learned. Elamai Rashi said, why am I assuming Shemei Ka'oneh? Because of the next drasha. Because we're going to have a drasha. The Rambam, according to the way the Pri Chadash understands it, is not saying, I'm assuming Shomei HaKa'oneh because the Gemara is going to have a drasha. The Gemara just assumes it. Just assumes, of course, Shomei HaKa'oneh. And that's how the Rambam knows that the Gemara holds of Shomei HaKa'oneh, but the Gemara is not actually giving a source for Shomei HaKa'oneh. The whole drasha of Anash HaMatzlichon has to assume Shomei HaKa'oneh. Of course, there's another way to read the Gemara about Anash HaMatzlichon. The other way to read the Gemara about Anash HaMatzlichon is maybe the Gemara is talking about what we do. That the Chazan says it twice. That we say it twice. So you don't have to assume Shomei HaKa'oneh to make the drasha. If we're asking why the Chazan says it twice and why we say it twice, well then you can just say, okay, because you say things twice sometimes. Balich bal kofel. If you want to say something twice, you say it twice. That doesn't have to assume Shomei HaKa'oneh. But the way Rashi understands the drasha, the way Pri Chadash thinks the Rambam understands the drasha, is that the Shliach Tzibur says it once, we say it once. How do we see from there that you double things? It must be when the Shliach Tzibur said it the first time, you were already Yotzei, Shomei Ka'oneh. Ve'emor Rasha, Mikad Shem Baldech Balkov, Mele Mashman to Shomei Ka'oneh, Inami. Or else, he says, where else could the Rambam derive Shomei Ka'oneh? Mapik la midechazin and daonim ha'am haleluka achar mikra ubahachi nafki yedei chavasam. Maybe from the fact that we answer haleluka after halel, that from that alone we're yotzei archiv. Al midesh shomei ka'oneh. So we see from there that shomei ka'oneh. V'ulai shezehu tam ashenogim likros kulum biyachad baruch haba v'lo avdi k'minag hashas. So says the Pri Chadash, have you ever seen this minag? Of the Chazan saying Baruch Haba and everyone else responding B'Shem Hashem. We don't do that. We all say it straight. Everyone says it together, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. Aren't we supposed to illustrate Shomei Ka'oneh through our recitation of Hallel? So it says maybe we're all holding like the Rambam. That the Rambam holds it. No. That we don't illustrate Shomei Ka'oneh through Baruch Haba. You know how we illustrate Shomei Ka'oneh? By learning that your Kofel Psukim from Anash HaMatzlichana. There's nothing about what we say that illustrates Shomei HaKa'oneh. Or maybe it's just by answering Halleluka. Whatever it is, it's not from Baruch Haba. So maybe that's why our minhag is not to follow this Gemara, because otherwise we have a very strong kasha. Why don't we do what the Gemara says? Baruch Haba, let's respond. B'shem Hashem. Inam yesh lomar shekiven shenagu shamakra omer yomer no Yisrael v'kal onim hodul Hashem ki tov v'hasm shaminit sheshomei ha'kona v'chivin d'chim matzal l'kros kulum b'yachar Baruch Haba v'dog. He says, or it could be that already earlier on in the Hodul Hashem, we've already demonstrated Shomei Kona, and therefore Baruch Haba doesn't need to demonstrate Shomei Kona. We just need to demonstrate it at some point during our Hallel. We need to demonstrate that there is a concept of Shomei Kona. So what struck me about this Pri Chadash is that what was his primary goal? He had a Shver Rambam. The Pri Chadash had a Shver Rambam. The Gemara says, "How do we know Shomei Kona?" Because the Chazan says Baruch Haba, and we respond B'Shem Hashem. We don't repeat what the Chazan says. It must be that hearing the Baruch Haba is good enough, right? What did the Rambam say? He had a Shver Rambam. The Rambam said that the Chazan says Baruch Haba, and we say Baruch Haba. That doesn't teach you Shomei Kona. Okay, so he works on the Shver Rambam. So. Just on a whim, I mean, not just on a whim, because you always have to look things up. I looked up the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Hilchos Megil Chanukah Paragimel Alacha Yedalid. Hakori Omer Anashem Oshiyana Vein Anach Rav Anashem Oshiyana. Great. Av Pishen Roshi Perak. Hu Omer Anashem Aslichana Vein Anach Rav Anashem Aslichana. Great. Hu Omer Baruch Haba V'Kol Ha'am Omrim B'Shem Hashem. The Rambam doesn't say that everyone answers Baruch Haba. Pri Chadash must have had a faulty gears in the Rambam. He works so hard to try to figure out how's the Rambam going against the Gemara. He must have assumed Shomei Kona from some other limud. It must be that that's why our minhag is not to do like this Baruch Haba business, because we assume some other limud of Shomei Kona, and he gives this whole Torah. If you look at the Rambam, at least our text of the Rambam, I forgot to look in the Frankel to see the Shinui Nuschos, see if anything was changed at some point. But our text of the Rambam reads, not like the Pri Chadash quoted. No, exactly what the Gemara says. Chazan says, Baruch Haba, we respond, B'Shem Hashem. It's exactly what the Gemara says. And from there, in fact, you do see Shomei Ka'una. So it's a little bit shver that it's mamish against the Rambam, meaning the Pri Chadash's Rambam is against our Rambam. Now, Shomei Kona usually involves, certainly in the case Rashi was talking about, where you're sitting there quietly during Shemona Esrei and you're listening to Kedusha. So what does Shomei Kona involve? I want to be Yotze with Shomei Kona. What must I do? I want to be Yotze Shomei Kona. What do I have to do? Nope. What do I have to do? I want to be Yotze Shomei Kona. Just listen, right? Rashi says, sit there quietly in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Just listen. Have to say anything? Certainly I don't have to say all the words. That would be onamamish. That would be saying the words. No, Shomei Kona means just listening. The Pri Chadash, let's say, what if I answer Amen? When I answer Amen, is that Shomei Kona or is that saying the words itself? So I think it's generally assumed answering Amen is just Shomei Kona. That doesn't count as the words itself. That's just Shomei Kona. What if you say Hallelujah? The Gemara keeps saying you're supposed to answer Hallelujah. So in that Pri Chadash, he said, Midechazin da'onim ha'am Hallelujah achar makra, we know the din of Shomei Kona. So again, Pri Chadash assumes Hallelujah is like Amen, but it's like just listening. Saying Hallelujah is just saying, yeah, Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. But it's not saying the words. And therefore, that relies on the concept of Shomei Kona. Look back at that Rashi again, though. We made this point when we read the Rashi. Unbelievable diuk in Rashi, though. Rashi Dibur Maskul Homer Baruch Abba V'Hemor B'Shem Hashem. So from there, we derive Shomei Kona. Rashi says, how do I know that it's Shomei Kona? Because we're not saying the words themselves. Okay, great. Saying the words themselves would not be Shomei Kona. And Rashi says, and guess what? We're also not saying. We're not saying Hallelujah. Because we're not saying Hallelujah, therefore, Shomei Kona. What does that sound like? If we were saying Hallelujah, then we wouldn't derive Shomei Kona, because that's not Shomei. That's like saying the words themselves. Right? Rashi seems to be assuming that saying Hallelujah after the paragraph is the equivalent of saying the entire paragraph. That's not at all Shamaya Ka'ona. Where does he get that from? Very difficult to understand that, Rashi. It seems like you read through all the Achronim. The Achronim, they seem to have missed that in Rashi. No one seems to catch that diuk in Rashi. But they all just assume for Davar Pasha the other way. They all just assume for Davar Pasha. Of course not. Of course, when you say Haluka, that's not the same thing as saying the paragraph. That's just like saying Amen. That's just like listening. That's just Amen. Yeah. Haluka. That's not saying the paragraph. So it's a little bit difficult why Rashi assumes that saying Haluka would be Ke'ona Mabish. Okay. That's just some background. I mean, that's just like just reading our Gemara. The lundus in Shomei HaKa'oneh is not from reading our Gemara, though. The lundus in Shomei HaKa'oneh is to figure out what is the Geder Adin of Shomei HaKa'oneh. What does Shomei HaKa'oneh mean? Is it, you see, whenever you have a ki, anything is ki, something is like this. So how like is like? Right? If Shomei is like Oneh, does that mean it's the same thing as Oneh? Does that mean it's similar to Oneh, but it's not really quite the same thing as Oneh? How closely associated is the Shomea to the Oneh? For instance, if I'm in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and the Tzibur gets up to Kaddish or Kedusha or whatever, and I decide I'm going to say Kedusha, the Kaddish Hashem Chavala, I'm right in the middle of a bracha in Shemona Esrei. Is that okay? So Pashas, we would assume that's not okay. It's very much not Beseder. Are you in the middle of a bracha? All of a sudden, start screaming out some other paragraph? Well, if Shomea is ke'oneh, literally, mamish ke'oneh, it's the same thing as saying it. Well, why am I allowed to stop and listen? If I'm stopping and listening and focusing, isn't that the same as saying it? So, how ke is ke? How much like oneh is Shomea really? So Rashi must be assuming not so much like, because we saw Rashi said, you're allowed to stay quiet and listen to the Kedusha while you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Okay? If it was Ke'oneh Mamish, I wouldn't be allowed to do that, because I'm not allowed to answer Kedusha in the middle of my Shemona Esrei. The fact that I'm allowed to stand there quietly in the middle of my Shemona Esrei must mean that it's not literally Ke'oneh. Good? That's Shittas Rashi. If you look at Tosos over here, Shabbat Lo Ani Yatsa, says Tosos, someone doesn't know how to read, he doesn't know how to repeat words. So if he just sits there, listens, says Kavana, Yotze. V'chein l'mespallin b'tzibur. V'shliach tzibur omer kedusha yishmer abba mevarach. Yishtuku mitfilasan v'yishmu'u. V'arein ka'onim, this is what Rashi said. You're in the middle of davening, tzibur gets up to Kedusha. Stand there quietly, listen to the Kedusha. You will be Yotze just by that alone. Ulk sheyigmar Kedusha yachzul tfilasan. And as soon as the tzibur finishes Kedusha, you go back and you daven v'chein. Yosad Rabbi Yudoygon Bahag. Kide pirish b'kuntrus. Azoy zakt Rashi. Fraktaisvus v'kasha. Me'a davening parak misha mesu. Problem is, there's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says you walk in late to shul, and the tzibur is ready davening. So you got to size up. Should I start davening now, or should I just wait for Chazaras Hashatz and start davening alone with the shliach tzibur? What do I do? So what does the Gemara say? Im yachal lahaska v'ligmar shaliyagiyah shliach tzibur l'kedusha yispal v'imlav lo yispal. If you're able somehow, if you're able to realize, you look at the guy standing next to you, look at the sitter, and you see he's only in the first or second bracha Shemona Esrei, and you're like, oh, plenty of time. I'll be able to finish Shemona Esrei before the tzibur gets to Kedusha, for sure. So go and daven Shemona Esrei, and then you'll be able to say Kedusha like a mensch. You'll be able to say Kedusha like you're supposed to say Kedusha. But what if you size it up, you look at the guy sitter, he's up to Modim, and you realize that if that guy's up to Modim, then, and you start your Shemona Esrei now, then it's likely that the Chazan is about to start Chazaras Hashatz. And by the time he gets to Kedusha, you're going to be in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So then says the Gemara, well, don't start now, because you're setting yourself up for failure. What you're setting yourself up for is to be in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and when the Tzibur is saying Kedusha, you're going to miss Kedusha. That's what the Gemara says. You don't want to take the chance of missing Kedusha. V'yishor b'sham came to modim. And some say the Gemara, there's another sheet in the Gemara that it's about modim. You don't want to take the chance of missing modim. Okay, but that's irrelevant for our point. Fractosos on Rashi, but wait a second. You Rashi say that you're allowed to, when you're in middle davening and the tzibur gets up to Kedusha, what can you do? Just sit there quietly, listen, Shomei Kona. Of what value is that? It's Shomei Kona. You're being Yotze Kedusha. So what's the big deal? You see the guys up to Modim, start your Shmona Esrei. When the tzibur gets up to Kedusha, you'll pause, you'll listen, you'll be Yotze Kedusha. Good. Why do we tell you not to start? You could still be Yotze Kedusha. David normally. And when you get to that point, you'll stay quietly. Must be, it's not an option to stand there quietly while the tzibur is saying Kedusha. Because if you're standing there quietly while the tzibur is saying Kedusha, you know what you're doing? You're actually saying Kedusha. Even though your lips are moving and there's no sound coming out of you, you're actually saying Kedusha, and you're right in the middle of Shmona Esrei. That's a hefsek in your Shmona Esrei. That is bad. You're not allowed to stand there silently as the tzibur is saying Kedusha, having kavanah to be yotze. It's a hefsek in your own Shmona Esrei. So what's Tosfos saying fundamentally about Shomea Ke'ona? Rashi said Shomea Ke'ona. It's like Ona, but not quite like Ona, because you're allowed to do it in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You're not allowed to be Ona in the middle of Shmona Esrei, but you're allowed to be Shomea in the middle of Shmona Esrei. But Tosfos says, no. Shomea Ke'ona means Shomea Mamish equals Ona. Right? Is Ke equals or is Ke approximates? Rashi says Ke Ona, it approximates Ona. Tosfos says, no, it equals Ona, and therefore you can't do it. So how do you defend Rashi? Right, Tosfos creates a hefsek in the tefila. We have a bona fide machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on our hands. If you look in Rav Salvechik Sa'aris in the Rishimos Shurim, page Kuf Sadi Aleph, in the back of your packets. I didn't want to type them all out, especially with my space bar broken. Dibur Maskel Shem Tosfos Dibur Maskel Shema. Where is that? Kuf Tzadi Aleph in the right hand column. L'Rashi Shomei Kona L'Kadosh L'Kedusha Bem Tzitzvila Shemon Esrei Eino Hefsek. Well, if you have Tosfos Mafsek, according to Rashi, you sit there listening to Kedusha Middle Shemon Esrei, it's not a Hefsek. According to Tosfos, it is a Hefsek, it's a problem. Aliba de Rashi Rak Dibur Mafsek U'Bishmei Kona in Dibur. According to Rashi, what creates a Hefsek in the middle of your Shemon Esrei? I'm not allowed to say Kedusha, but I can listen to Kedusha. So what creates a hefsek? What creates a problem in middle of Shmona Esrei? Actually saying. Words create a hefsek. I need to say words to create a hefsek. According to Tosfos, I don't need to say words to create the hefsek. What creates the hefsek? The fact that I'm getting another mitzvah in middle of Shmona Esrei. The fact that I'm being mekayim, another mitzvah, smack in the middle of my Shmona Esrei, even without any words. Amnam fit Tosfos, mikivon shemekayim mitzvahs kedusha b'shmiya, etzem kiyum a mitzvah shel kedusha, chashav hefsek. Just being mekayim the mitzvah itself, that itself is the hefsek in Shmona Esrei. Essentially, what Rav Salvechik is saying as follows: there are two ways to understand the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos are either arguing about how Shomea Ka'ona works, or Rashi and Tosfos are not arguing about how Shomea Ka'ona works. They're arguing what constitutes a hefsek in Shmona Esrei. The way we explained it before we saw Rav Salvechik was that they're arguing about how, and that's a classic way of explaining it, they're arguing how Shomea Ka'ona works. Does Shomea Ka'ona work? Ke approximates Ona, Rashi, or Ke equals Ona, Tosfos? Good. So Rashi says it only approximates it, so you're allowed to do Shomei Ke'ona in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Tosfos says it equals Ona, that's why you're not allowed to do it. Says Rav Salvechik, that's not what they're arguing about. Everyone might agree it only approximates Ona. After all, you're not saying any words. You're just listening. Why does Tosfos have a problem with stopping and listening in Middle Shemoneh Esrei? Not because he fundamentally understands Shemaya Kohana differently. He also understands it only approximates. But what are you not allowed to do during Shemoneh Esrei? Certainly there are certain things you're allowed to do. You're allowed to shuckle, you're allowed to breathe, you're allowed to hold a sitter. What are you not allowed to do during Shemoneh Esrei? So Rashi says, well, you're not allowed to speak. As long as it doesn't involve speaking, you're okay. Tosfos says, no, you can't do anything else that's chashuv. You can't distract yourself with something else that's chashuv. And getting a kiyum mitzvah is considered something chashuv. I don't care if you're speaking or not. It's not about a physical action, it's about being removed from Shemoneh Esrei. And you are being removed from Shemoneh Esrei by being mekayim another mitzvah in the middle. That's how Tosfos seems to would understand if you take Rav Soloveitchik's take on it. Question: do we ever do another mitzvah during Shemoneh Esrei? What are the mitzvah you do during Shemoneh Esrei? Rosh Hashanah. For those who daven at Nusach Sfarad Shuls, or those who have the minhag of Rav Soloveitchik, or I think the Gezer Aharon Seders does at some shuls, they blow shofar during silent Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so Dibur, if you're like Rashi, that only Dibur is a hafzik, no problem. There's no Dibur. You're not saying anything. You're just blowing the shofar. But what if you hold like Tosfos and you understand, like Rav Soloveitchik's understanding of Tosfos, that, see, let's put it this way. If you explain the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos the way we explained it before we saw Rav Soloveitchik, we're good, right? Because they were arguing about what Shomei HaKohen is. Is Shomei HaKohen like saying it or not like saying it? Well, shofar, I don't care. I'm listening to the shofar. It's like blowing the shofar, but blowing the shofar is not a problem. It's not, I'm not saying anything. I'm just blowing the shofar. It wouldn't be a problem whether you say like Rashi or like those. Whether you hold it's literal, it's approximates or equals. Doesn't matter. But once you're saying Rav Soloveitchik's part, then no, Tosfos' problem is not whether Shomei is Keone, not Keone, just Keone, not Keone, whatever. You're just going to say that the problem over here is you're not allowed to be mafsik with another mitzvah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right? Well, that's exactly what you do in Rosh Hashanah. You're mafsik right in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei with another mitzvah. So Soloveitchik has a famous explanation of that. Soloveitchik says, if you look at the Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah that describe what a tekiah sounds like, so the Gemara describes that it's supposed to, the truer sound is yevava, kinuche ganach, yulula yalil, it relates to how a baby cries, a groaning cry, a sobbing cry. What are we trying to sound like when we blow the shofar? We're trying to sound like someone who's crying, you know, where you know, where the different cries of the of that if you listen to a child cry, you shouldn't listen for too long, it's trying to make the child feel better. But if you ever just like pause and listen, you'll hear a lot of the sounds of the shofar come out. So says Rav Soloveitchik, the shofar is not a different mitzvah. The shofar is tefillah. It's a form of tefillah. What kind of tefillah is it? So usually in tefillah we formulate words. Say, these are the words that I have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my words of Shevach, my words of Bakasha. Shofar is a tefillah that we say when we don't have the words to make a coherent tefillah. When we're so desperate and there's so much at stake and we appreciate the grandeur and majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to such an extent we can't even begin to describe it. So it is the language of crying. But it is a form. He didn't just say this as a drush. He thought that this was Pshat and Gemara. Otherwise he doesn't match. He won't fit. Right? Tosfos won't work unless you say this. It's not just Stam a drush. Mamash is a din of tefillah. He had rayas that it didn't seem. So I forgot what his rayas are. But he had rayas that it had a din of tefillah. Good, but that's the way he's understanding the machlokas here. It's not Shomei HaKohen. The machlokas isn't in Shomei HaKohen. The machlokas is in what you're not allowed to be mafsik with. Tosfos you're not allowed to be mafsik with the kima mitzvah. So he says, Vayter v'nira ki dina Tosfos nemar rak b'tefillah Shemoneh Esrei she'amidu l'fnei melech. Ah, so this is also important. The way we explained the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos before we saw Rav Soloveitchik, it wasn't necessarily about Shemoneh Esrei. Where would this Machlokes apply? The way we explained it, where the question was, is it like you're saying the words, or is it not like saying the words? anywhere that you're not allowed to speak. Right? So if you said like Tosos, if you're in middle Pesukah de Zimra, and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, well, don't stop and listen, because that's like speaking. If you say like Rashi, you can stop, it's not like speaking. That's the way we explain it. The way of Salvation is explaining it. There's something wrong with in middle of Shmona Esrei being mafsik to do another mitzvah. Is it, there something as wrong with being mafsik in the middle of Pesukah Zimra to do another mitzvah? I mean, it's not about speaking. It's just about you're leaving a Kodesh Baruch Hu to go do another mitzvah. Shmona Esrei has a unique status of Omid Lufnei HaMelech. That when you're davening Shmona Esrei, you are standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the whole three steps forward, three steps back. Here I am, standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then you take leave of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the very fundamental kavana you need for Shmona Esrei. The rest of tefillah is getting into it, saying words of shevach, but it's not amidah lefnei hamelech. You're not up to your bakashos yet. So he says maybe, according to Tosfos, the way he's explaining it, this whole din is only during Shmona Esrei. She amidah lefnei hamelech. Umishemachi gam ki yimitzvah be'emtzat tefillah mafsik. Ulam b'shar dvarim kigon halel, kriya shema, kriya samegillah, Chodome. But in the middle of Hallel, in the middle of Shema, in the middle of Megillah, Shema is certainly not Omei Lefnei HaMelech. It's Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. We're not Omei Lefnei HaMelech during Shema. So maybe there, Rak Dibur Mamash Mafsik, Loki Mitzvah HaBal Yidei Shmiya. Maybe then, only actually speaking is going to be Mafsik. Just listening is not. This idea that Tefillah is Omei Lefnei HaMelech is a very important idea. Reb Chaim in the second Reb Chaim in the Sefer, I think, is the famous Reb Chaim about Tefillah. First or second? I think it's the second one. Reb Chaim raises the Stira in the Rambam, where on one hand the Rambam says that if you don't have Kavana during Shmona Esrei at any point, you're not Yotzei, and you need to repeat Shmona Esrei. And somewhere else the Rambam says if you don't have Kavana during the first Bracha, you're not Yotzei, and you need to repeat Shmona Esrei. But the rest of Shmona Esrei, Kavana is not Ma'akev. So the famous Kasha, Chaim asks, Sestira. Which is it? Is it only the first Bracha that you need Kavana, or is it the rest of Shmona Esrei that you also need Kavana? So Reb Chaim gives the famous answer. Reb Chaim's answer is that there's Tzvei Dinim in Kavana. It's like Briscoe Lumdus 101. You know, if you ever want to like get a good sense of how Briscoe Lumdus works. Here you have a Stira, and Reb Chaim says, no, there are two. When we say the word kavana, we actually mean two different things. There are two elements, two dinim of kavana. What does kavana mean? Kavana for what? Kavana just means a mindset. A mindset of what? So on the one hand, there's kavana that you are standing in front of the Almighty. And then there's a deeper level of kavana that you actually know what you're saying to the Almighty. You're actually focused on which words you're saying, and you know the pirush hamilim. You know what the words mean that you're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Reb Chaim, the kavana that's ma'akev throughout the entire Shmona Esrei, that if you're missing it for any of the brachos, it's no good. It's just the kavana that you're standing in front of God. That's a must. Now, what the words mean, and to really understand and internalize what you're actually saying to God, okay, that's only necessary li'ikuva in the first bracha. After the first bracha, it's not ma'akev. But kavana, that you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's ma'akev in the whole tefillah. Reb Chaim explains why. Why is kavana that you're Omid Lefnei HaMelech ma'akev in the entire tefillah? Because he says, if you were standing somewhere, just speaking gibberish. Now, the gibberish that you could be speaking, I mean, you're standing there saying words, but you have no idea what you're doing. Let's say you're dreaming. You're in the middle of the... You talk in your sleep. And you're just saying, like, a lot of really nice tefillos, but your mind's not there, you're not talking to anybody in particular, you're just sounding out words. So is that davening? That's not davening at all. The very definition of tefillah is talking to God. If you don't even realize that you're talking to God, it's not that you're davening without kavana. You're not davening. Davening by definition, davening without kavana is, I know I'm talking to God, I'm just not focused on what I'm saying to him. But if I don't even realize that I'm talking to God, then I'm not davening. That's simply not tefillah. So the kavana that you're omid lefnei hamakom is ma'akev throughout the entire Shmon Esrei, Reb Chaim suggests. The kavan of what I'm saying, okay, that's only ma'akev the first bracha. So that's the idea, that Shmon Esrei by its definition is amidah l'fnei ha'makom. That's what Shmon Esrei means. So if Shmon Esrei is amidah l'fnei ha'makom, maybe that's where we're going to be hypersensitive to any sort of distraction or any sort of other mitzvah getting done in middle of the Shmona Esrei. Right? That's the Reb Chaim. And the Reb Salvation's explanation, this machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. There's a third shita though in Rishonim. Let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva in source number, is it here? Got them anywhere? In 10, source number 10. Hu amar baruch haba ve'emor b'shem Hashem. Pirish, va'anu yotzin b'shmiyas baruch haba mipiv. We are yotze with the baruch haba that the chazan says. Mikan shem shan of lo'ana, yotza. Just hearing is good enough. Ki had lo'ana la'osa davar atzma v'lo rosh haperek. Just like not answering anything, just listening. V'chein halacha, shebekol davar sheyotze al yidei acherim, sheyesh lanos amein, o davar acher. Anytime you hear something from somebody else, where you should be answering amein or something else, im shama v'lo on a klal, if you listen and you don't say anything, yotze, you're still yotze. Because Rami Baba Nehmer Rabbi Yami, right? The Gemara asks, shama v'lo on a, and we said you're yotze. Mihu, Dafka b'sharot ilanos, but says the Ritva, that's only if had you wanted to answer, you could have answered. Avlemeinu rot ilanos, but let's say you're in a position where you couldn't possibly answer. Kigon she'enu naki. For instance, you're in a spot that's not a clean spot, so you're not allowed to say brachos. But you hear someone saying a bracha from somewhere else. Are you yotze that bracha? Well, I can't say the bracha where I am now. It's an unclean place. Or I am unclean. Osha mispalo, right? The Mishnah Chala discusses how whether an arum is allowed to be mafresh chala. It says an isha is mafresh chala aruma when she's yosheves al karka because she could cover her erva, but a man can't. So what if your person is unclothed, but they hear a bracha, they don't say it. So it says Ritva, no good. You can't if you're not even ra'ui to say it. Oshem is palel, veino rashe lafsik, eino yotze b'shmiya. You're in the middle of davening, so you can't answer. You're not yotze with listening. So who's he passing like? In the middle of Shmona Esrei, right? He says, you can't listen. It's not good. You can't stop and listen. Neither. Why neither? Sounds like Tosfos, right? So Alex wanted to say Tosfos. Why do you say Tosfos? Because Tosfos is the one that said Rashi's Eitz is no good. You can't stop and listen. And that part he agrees with. Why is he different than Tosfos?
It's not why he's saying you can't do it. He's saying because just practically you can't answer that question.
What if you did it? Right? According to Tosfos, if you stopped and listened, what did you do? Which mitzvah did you get? I stopped in the middle of my Shmon Esrei and I listened. It's exactly what you're saying. I'm just phrasing it a little differently.
You got that mitzvah, but it was a testing problem.
Good. So I got the mitzvah of Kaddish, of answering the Kaddish of the Kedusha. I didn't get the mitzvah of my Shmon Esrei, because I was mafsing my Shmon Esrei. But the other thing I got, I was Yotze, the Kaddish, the Kedusha. Says the Ritva, if I don't even have the ability to answer, then my Shmiya is meaningless. Listening gets me nowhere. Because if it's a din of Kol Haroi L'Bilei and Bilei Ma'kevespo, just like we have a din of Kol Haroi L'Bilei and Bilei Ma'kevespo, that when it comes to Karban Mincha L'Chadchila, you're supposed to mix the flour and the oil together, but B'dieved, if you don't do the actual mixing, you're still Yotze, so long as you could have, as if the proportion of flour to oil, the ratio of flour to oil, is enough that you would have been able to do the Bila. But if you wouldn't have even been able to do the Bila, no good. My Shmiya is only as powerful as my potential for Aniya. If I don't have the ability to speak, then my Shmiya is worthless. Shmiya only serves as a substitute for Aniya when you could do an Aniya. Shmiya will not serve as a substitute for Aniya when you can't do an Aniya. So according to the Ritva, if I'm middle Shemone Esrei and I stop and listen to Kedusha, it wasn't mafsik my Shemone Esrei, but there's no sense in stopping because I'm not being Yotzei Kedusha anyhow. Since I don't have the ability to speak, I don't have the ability to be Yotzei Kedusha at that point in time. That's the Ritva's Chiddush. That's the third approach to understanding how Shomei HaKotna works. Yeah.
So according to Ritva, it's impossible to be Yotzei Kaddish
during Shemone Esrei.
Right, Kedusha. Yeah.
Right. Now, it wouldn't, according to the Ritva, also, it's not only Shemone Esrei. During anywhere that you're not allowed to speak. Right, so he would be different than Tosfos also, at least the way Rav Salvejik understood Tosfos. So that's what complicates matters, the two different understandings of Tosfos, is you have our initial understanding and then Rav Salvejik's understanding of Tosfos. But the Ritva is against either one, is against both of them. Right? The Ritva is saying that it's simply, we simply don't apply Shomei HaKohen. Okay, the Shagas Aryeh has what I think is an interesting discussion, but if we start it now, we're never going to finish. Okay, so maybe tomorrow we'll pick up with the Shagas Aryeh, and then I also want to get into how to defend Rashi. Right? Tosfos is kasha on Rashi. Wait a second, whatever happened to Shomei HaKohen, it's a hefsek in your tefillah, how can you stop? So we gave two suggestions of what Rashi holds. Maybe he holds fundamentally different about Shomei HaKohen, or maybe he holds different din about hefsek b'tefillah. But we'll take a look at that last line of Tosos, which we didn't read today. The last line of Tosos, where Tosos seems to be defending Rashi a little bit, and some of the other Rishonim who and Achronim who have what to say about that Rashi. So that's what. And then the next step is to get into the scope of Shomei HaKohen. Does Shomei HaKohen just mean, like I said, the words, or what about all the details in how to say the words? Does Shomei HaKohen cover that as well? Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we'll get into that tomorrow.